quality of Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hello?
Oh. Hey, everybody.
We on?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know, that's my headphones turned up. What kind of maniac turns the headphones off? Let me just say this. I'm tired of everyone effing with everyone else's knobs. You know what I mean? Like, when we used to do it out of the other studio, the knob, the headphones would be on so loud blood would come out of your ears.
Yes, that's like us.
Here, it's turned all the way down. What are you doing with my knobs? Leave them alone.
Who else comes in this studio anyway?
I don't know, but that's it. I'm gunning for them. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline, man.
Good times. You're great spirits tonight, Adam.
Well, just leave the knob alone. Hey, everybody. 1-800-LOVE-191, Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Bianca Kylik is our guest tonight. Uh-oh, Drew's having computer problems.
I came in and signed this thing on three times.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Rock Me Baby's the name of her new show, Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock, UPN. Tuesday nights, that's tomorrow night, everybody. 9 o'clock. And then you know what you watch after that?
Crank Anchors.
That's right, 10 o'clock, Comedy Central. Bianca, delight to see you again.
It's good to see you guys, too.
Yeah.
I actually heard you guys with all the fellow Dawson Creekers a while back, I think,
when we were
on the show.
We were in North Carolina.
Yeah.
We were filming the show.
And I think that everyone was wasted, except for you two, of course,
yes,
on the show.
Busy and Michelle and Oliver, right?
Yeah.
Those are the three that night.
They have their own stills out there.
Everybody
in North Carolina has a still. You're granted 10 acres, a mule, and a still when you become a resident of North. It is North Carolina, right?
That's where we're.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
what a hellish nightmare that entire trip was. Anyway, so, it's great to have you back on.
Thank you.
That's what I wanted to say. And here's the other thing I want to say. Is Dan Cortez...
Cortese.
It's Cortese.
Yes.
When did that become Cortese, and how does that work?
Well, I'm not sure when it happened, but I know it was recently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually because I believe his grandfather, when his son was born, requested the name be changed back to the official pronunciation when he came over to this country.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, it's too bad. Once we know you, I told you, when my sister... Her name's Lauren. She tried to spell it with a Y at some point in her career, like about 28. She decided it was going to be L-Y or L-A-U-R-Y-N or something.
Yeah.
I said no. And this is what you should have said to Dan.
Well, it wasn't really my decision.
Doesn't
it was
matter.
Already that way when
no,
I got there.
We
got
to stand up to Dan Cortez. You see what I did? I called him Cortez. All right. So this show. Now, what is this show about?
It's about a morning shock jock, morning DJ, and his wife, and they are just a young couple having their first child and kind of dealing with the repercussions of a new baby in the life and him talking about their private life on the air and coming home and dealing with that.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of familiar to me.
What
you need to throw as a co-host in there to keep giving his wife grief. That has
your wife. Yeah. Well, your wife listens to the program.
Yeah.
That's her problem. My wife just has C's she works with who have to fill her in on stuff. Oh, Adam seemed very sweet on the guest last night. Yeah, he was hitting on her. Little C's. You guys just kill yourselves. Little bitches filling everyone's head with everything. You know those little bitches that run around work all the time? I saw Adam and he was talking about, have you gained weight? You know these people? Just take a number two pencil and just ram it into your ear. Just ram it into your ear. You know who you are. God damn, I wanted to kill this bitch who was doing this last time. Remember the girl who was in here I didn't even like?
Right.
I hated her.
Yes.
And I did nothing?
Mm.
It's not like you, Bianca.
Yes.
We're going to have something going on.
Yeah.
This girl.
Let's give him something to talk about.
I don't remember who it was. I didn't like her. This is some sort of dizzy blonde bad actress who blew through here and I couldn't stand her, right?
Yeah.
Adam seemed like he was flirting. Shut up! Little coos. Just kill yourself. Slit your own throat. Have just a shred of dignity, would you, you people? And listen, just don't talk to anybody about anything. These girls, women at work, the little 20-somethings who have to run around. I don't want to talk, but I thought you should know. Shut up! These people. True. Your wife's one of them.
What?
You know, they like to walk around, like to gossip and spread everything all over the place. I just thought you should know.
No, she doesn't do that. She does not do that.
All right, everyone, just shut up. Thank you. It worked. Don't talk to anybody. Talk about work, would you?
We need to work on your mood here, Adam. Here's how we're going to do it. We're going to start with a Florida or Germany question. Okay? Yeah, that'll make you feel better. So tell everybody how this works.
Well, I think the song says it all, doesn't it?
Pretty much.
Now, here's how it works. All bizarre evil emanates from either Florida or Germany. We have to guess which one it comes from. This is we've never played this with a guest. Oh yes, we have, haven't we?
Well, you were on this rant last time I was here.
Florida and Germany?
Not Germany, but Florida for sure.
Now we turn
to a hot game show.
Okay.
Watch. Richard?
Yeah?
You're 14.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's up?
All right. Okay. The president of the world's largest mail order company has been making extortion payments for the past 10 days. Police arrest a 50-year-old man with a payment of $2.5 million. Whatever was delivered.
All right, now it's Germany.
If he was smart enough,
he would have done that.
You know, he might be screwing with us.
He's not. We're going Germany.
We'll finish the story.
Can I even let me finish?
Two and a half million Joyce marks. Anyway, go ahead.
The money packed into a suitcase was then thrown from a moving train when a radio signal was received.
The extortionists had
selected the local train. The signal was received shortly after 7 p.m. The suitcase was then thrown from the train, but hundreds of policemen supported by mobile SWAT teams stood waiting along the route. The extortionist was apprehended as he made a move to retrieve the suitcase.
All right, let me explain. This is Germany, because in Florida, when they want money, you got some guy wearing one sandal saying, "I'm going to stab you with this spork."
Yeah.
They don't do all this extortion stuff.
Especially radio signals.
And that, I don't even think they have trains.
Trains in Florida. Come on.
This is Germany.
All right, you guys are right.
Okay. Thanks. Richard, thank you.
But it is true. He did do a slight hiccup and a half on the Deutschmark thing. I gave it all. All right, that's how you play Florida or Germany.
But to be fair, he could have been stumbling on dollars, too. Except what we know is that our callers would have gone, he was found with $2.5 million.
Right.
And gone right through it without even stopping.
Right.
If it were Florida.
Probably wouldn't have noticed either. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Tom.
Hey.
You're 15. What's up?
My dad has been drinking for a while, and he went into rehab. But, like, when he got out, he wasn't too committed to, getting off the bottle.
Where's my bourbon?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I don't really know what to do about it.
What to do about it? Just go to Alateen and let it be. I think, in my experience, if you possibly can do this, the thing that gets the attention of people with this disease more than anything else is a close relationship sort of checking out, them losing connection with those relationships. And the only way you're going to be able to sort of withstand that is by you getting connected in a codependency recovery program like Alateen.
Yeah, but I mean, I've done Alateen and stuff. I mean, it just doesn't seem like he has motivation to really push himself to stop.
The unfortunate thing, Tom, it's a hard thing to swallow at 15, but you can't change that. You can certainly go to him and tell him how painful it is to have a dad as an alcoholic and for him not to be willing to do something about it. But the reality is you can't change him. And all you can do is focus on yourself right now.
Well, do you think he should just keep going to AA?
Of course he should. He should get a sponsor. He should stay abstinent. He should go to meetings regularly. He will get better if he stays with the program. But if he doesn't, he'll drink.
Yeah.
Very simple. And then he'll go right back where he was.
You got to take care of yourself, though, Tom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't be. You got to be careful about being a boozer when you're older.
Uh-oh.
Smoke a little weed, do you?
No.
No. I don't think Tom's got the gene.
Stay away from them drugs.
Be that as it may.
Leave that for the big boys. You know what I'm saying?
You're the child. Yeah. He's the parent.
Yeah.
Don't try to parent the parent. It doesn't work.
That's right.
Bad for you.
That's right. That's what we had. I had that with my parents. I'm the child. You guys are the retards.
Yeah.
We knew that's how it worked.
Set those rules up real early.
We've never established. I knew it by 8. All right, where are we? Bianca, what's happening?
I'm just hanging out.
You doing all right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where do you live? You live out here?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
In Hollywood, I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold.
You're from originally?
Seattle.
Seattle.
Mm. It's so romantic to me when I hear from people. People are from anywhere up north.
Anywhere cold.
Yeah, it's just where they get some rain and some wind. Right. People, was it nice? Where?
I lived like a little bit in a little suburb of Seattle called Edmonds.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful if you like the rain. People who move up there from California hate it and get depressed, but
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, I'd go nuts because, you know, I'd go nuts with car and house related stuff.
Yeah.
I'd want to do stuff on the house that I couldn't do. I'd get tired of washing my car. All right. Let's, you want to talk to Christina or Vanessa?
No, Vanessa.
All right. Vanessa?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yep.
What's up?
Last week, me and my boyfriend had sex in a new position. And afterwards, my, like, vagina flared up so much. Like, usually it does a little, but it was
she said swelled up.
Tight.
Swelled up.
But she turned into flared and
flared
swelled.
Flared up, yeah. Well, got.
Yeah.
Swelled up.
Yeah.
All right.
It was really big, and it hurt.
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering if it was normal.
Like in a cartoon when you'd hit yourself in the hammer with the thumb with a hammer, and it would just get huge like that.
Yeah, it hurt so bad, though. I couldn't walk. And then
for how long did that last?
Probably for at least 24 hours. It was, the next day, and it still hurt.
A long time for that 24-hour answer. I thought she was going to say, it was 18 days and 20, and about a day.
She was counting hours.
Well, wait a second. What position, by the way?
From behind.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time we did it.
Is that the doggy position?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You got to clarify that because just from behind could be.
Okay.
I mean, Drew told me once when we were on a plane, maybe strong, he said about 75 variations on from behind.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you were telling me.
You're creative when I'm drunk, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Great.
Vanessa, here's the deal. That kind of 24-hour inflammation is usually just from trauma, just from the activity you guys were engaged in. If it had gone on for a few more days, it would make me worry about herpes or vaginitis, other infectious problems. But just 24 hours, it goes away completely. Usually that's just irritation.
Okay, that's what I thought. But it was just...
Are you guys wearing condoms?
No, I'm on the pill.
All right. Hey, but good times, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Pacific Northwesterner, Vanessa.
Oh, yeah, Portland area. Vanessa had a boring cadence.
Mm. Maybe it's us.
Could be us?
Yeah.
Bianca, do you think it's us?
I don't know. It's kind of monotone over on this end.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Ouch.
Let's try to pick it up a little.
Yeah, we got to.
You sound different. You sound
we sound a little tired.
Sound tired? No, I just meant tonally. Same?
Flat, yeah, a little flat.
Something wrong? We need something. We need to slide a potentiometer one way or the other?
Oh, you mean the actual tone, the actual color of the sound? No.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get it going now.
All right, here we go. I'm sitting up
pick
straight,
it up on this call. Hey, you get in here too, Bianca. Don't just sit back and pass judgment on
I'm
us.
I'm waiting. I'm not.
Okay. It sounded like judgment.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
It felt like judgment.
Yeah.
It sounded like criticism, but it felt like judgment.
Sidebar here. What's going on over here this morning?
I don't know. She's tough.
Okay.
Christina?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yes, sir.
What's up? We got a new and improved show now.
Lately, I've been experiencing, really bad anger problems, and I tend to say that I'm someone that I'm not, and then later I don't remember it. Like, I got mad at my little sister, and I told her my name was Stephanie. So, I mean, that wasn't the first case a long time ago I had gotten into a fight. Well, last year I had gotten into a fight in December and at school, and I don't remember getting into the fight until I got arrested and taken into the office. And I remember standing in the crowd watching it, but I just don't remember the fight, and people tell me that I might have a borderline personality. I went to go see a counselor about it because I have major anger problems.
Well, dysregulated aggression is part of the borderline syndrome, but more than borderline, it sounds like you may be dissociative, meaning that you sort of check out, don't know where you are when you're getting these very intense states, and maybe even other personalities kick in, which is what multiple personality disorder is all about. Were you badly traumatized when you were growing up?
I was beaten by my mom for 4 years, and then she left right before I was four, and she left.
So you're being under the age of four, so that's pretty.
I mean, she started beating you at birth.
Yeah, it's sad because I can remember a lot of stuff
for
the little while that she was around.
What do you mean, like what?
I remember when I was little, I was standing on the coffee table and I knocked her cup over, and I remember that she just came after me and just, she kept hitting me, and my dad worked night shifts at this time, so it was like right around bedtime, and I remember that I was crawling underneath the table so she couldn't get me or something, and I hit my head, and I have like a dent in my head to prove it. And then
you do get the dents in the head. I saw it happen once. It's weird. I saw a guy get a dent in his head. Under a table, too.
We saw him get a dent in his head.
He went underneath the table. He
came out with
his head up, and he got a dent.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Christina, this heavy, heavy trauma is stuff that takes a lot to deal with and a lot of treatment if you're going to get over it. And, yeah, understandably, you'd have these sort of outbursts of rage and aggression that you can't regulate. That's
And I've also gone through a lot more. I've seen a counselor. I just don't know how to open up to people.
Well, please try. You're the perfect victim. I'm sure people have tried to rape you or have raped you and all kinds of things.
I've been raped, and I've had people try to rape me, and I was sexually abused from 5 to 7 because the guy told me that it was okay.
All right. Well, okay. Where's your mom now?
I have no idea.
Oh. Burning in hell, perhaps?
That'd be nice. Who's she? Well, listen, somebody beat on her when she was a girl. So, listen, all you people that were abused always can have that satisfaction of knowing that your mom, your dad, whatever it was, they were abused too. That's why they're abusing you. There's a little consolation, but at least I guarantee someone was beating on your mom when she was a girl.
Yep.
No, all right. My mom was an alcoholic.
Her mom,
and, yeah.
Okay.
And beat her.
Who is raising you now, your dad?
Yeah.
How's he?
He's out of a job right now, but he's wonderful. He has not laid a finger on me. He's been a father like I needed him. If I needed him, I can go to him for anything.
Mm. All right. All right. Well, you got to stick with that counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's it. I mean, look, you know what you're doing. You've had a bad hand dealt to you, but you seem like you're dealing with it okay.
Got a stable relationship with dad.
Is my relationship with dad stable? Yeah.
No, but having that improves your prognosis quite a bit. So.
Yeah. Want me to tell you how this guy got the dent in his head?
Yeah, go ahead.
So
I was just thinking about that. I wonder how that happened.
I think I told you this, Drew. I had bottomed out in my life. I was...
Which time?
I bottomed out multiple times.
Yeah.
I was probably... I was a little too old to be doing this, but I was...
36.
I was like 28.
Okay.
I was probably like 28... And I was working for myself, building cabinets and doing finish work. And I was just a freelance carpenter. And one of the guys who I employed, who was from my comedy troupe, was going out to try out for a group called Party Pals. You dress up as a Ninja Turtle. And you dressed up as like Superman or a Ninja Turtle, and they pay you $45 and they give you the costume, and you got to put the part I couldn't figure out is you got to put the head on like 100 feet from the kids' party.
Right, they can't see you.
Yeah, it means you're driving your car with the Ninja Turtle head on, or you're walking down the street like a retard with this turtle head on. And these things would be in parks and stuff in the middle of the day, so you'd have to park like down the street, and you're just trucking up the highway with your ninja. Anyway, the thing smelled. You know, he didn't make any money. He said, anyway, I showed up at his house one day. He said, I'm trying out for Party Pals. You want to go? And I thought, geez, I don't know. Like, technically, it's in the business. You know what I mean? Like, you're performing. You're getting paid to perform. I swear, that's how people... I was desperate, but I thought, I don't even know if I'd go that low. But I went with him to do the audition anyway.
I remember you told me the story in the past. Your thinking was, geez, I can't go that low, and they won't even hire me anyway.
Yeah, they're never going to hire me. Yeah. So I went down there with him, and there was like 20 other desperate actors all standing in a very small room, all vying for the limited number of positions to get paid $45 to dress up as a turtle and go to kids' parties. And we're all just standing around, and they're like, all right, well, let's get started with a simple improv drill. We'll do something called Machine. You start as a like one component of a machine, and everyone else will get connected to you. And I'd done a bunch of improv, so I knew what this thing was. And it's fine if you go last. If you go first, you're screwed, you know. So So it's like, all right, Adam, how about you go first? And so you have to sit there and make some sort of repetitive, retarded movement, and people have to join in. But it always takes a while, and you're just standing in the room with 13 people looking at you, going, moving your arms some stupid way. I remember I was like, oh, Christ. I stood up, I started moving my arms like a robot. And after about it seemed like 10 minutes of doing it, nothing going on. I turned to the woman and I said, you want me to make a noise with this? And she goes, it'd be nice. God, oh, Christ. I got to kill myself.
Why don't you yell at her?
Anyway, the very last person on this machinery thing decided to get smart, went under the table to do their movement or do something, and then lifted her head up and whacked it on the bottom of this table and left it dent.
Oof.
And I remember thinking, I feel bad for you, but I'm glad because it's made a stop. Like, once she whacked her head, the machine stopped, and everyone went, all right. And then I got a call a couple days later. Turned out I made it.
Oh, good.
Party pal.
Did you go do it?
No. Never did it. But my buddy Paul did do it, and I used to go to the park and watch him as the turtle and make fun of him. Yeah. It's good times, you know.
Oh, boy.
I one quick call. What do you
There's
say,
There's a
Germany Drew?
And Florida one on 6.
No, no. Drew, we got to help
you
the
said
kids.
It quick.
We got to help the kids.
All right. Kyle, 16.
Kyle?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
First of all, I gotta tell you, Adam, you're my role model, and man, show isn't any good without you anymore.
Good times.
And my first question is for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I take Concerta for ADHD.
Right.
And previously, I had taken a bunch of other medicines such as Paxil and Ritalin.
Okay.
I was wondering if they could cause a
just do it
stunt. If they could stunt the growth of certain appendages.
No.
They can't.
No, but the fact that you're having that thought makes me concerned that you have obsessive compulsive disorder as much as ADD. So
yeah,
kind of watch out. And Concerta basically is Ritalin. So
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. Hey, Kyle.
Yeah.
What are you listening to?
I just have radio on. It's
not the radio station we're on, mind you.
You have another radio station on?
Yeah, because...
Okay. Could you turn it down next time you call, jackass?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, all right. Well, excuse me. I don't like hearing the guy's music come through. And obviously, here's a guy who doesn't... Any distractions at all are going to F him up. He is not a diamond cutter, this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
He's already having difficulty getting out of the gate and forming a question. Now he's got the music in the background. Look, let me just say this, people. Understand your strengths and weaknesses. And if your weakness is forming a sentence, do not have the radio station going while you're talking on a radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah.
All right.
Good advice.
Thank you. Let me tell you this. The Ataris are coming in here tomorrow night. And Adrian Young, the drummer from that band I put a curse on many years ago. No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened
heard
to them, Drew?
Heard of them. You haven't heard of them?
I put a curse on the band about 8 years ago.
And then pow.
They took right off. Bianca, maybe I'll put a curse on you tonight.
It's a good thing.
You should. I dressed up as Gwen Stefani for Halloween.
Oh, really?
There you go.
If I put a curse on you, man, you better get a wheelbarrow to bring your cash home in. Because, Drew, the Corolla curse.
It's a good thing.
It's huge.
Okay.
And also, Jack Black and Tenacious D will be in here a little bit later in the week. Rock Me Baby, the show the lovely Bianca's from, Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock, UPN. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Bianca Kylik is our guest tonight. Rock Me Baby's name for show. Dan Cortese. Cortese. Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock. UPN, everybody. All right. Where was we? Yes, when we left off.
Two.
Jeremy?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
I heard you guys talking about last night how if you do too much of something, like masturbating, you know, you could get that whole thing turned off and, like, it'll stop working after a while.
No.
No, that's not what we said.
We never said that.
Mm-mm. No, it was, well, it was about the like...
We were talking about no free lunch from Mother Nature. We were discussing whether or not we meant the same thing as it pertained to this kind of activity.
Yeah, but my question is... how much that could that happen with masturbating at all, or what?
No. I've never gotten to the bottom of my balls. That's what you're talking about.
You've had powder come out.
I've had some powder come out once.
All right.
Yeah.
So there's
it
like
blinded. It blinded my. Well, I call them my assailant. It temporary. I will use it like a squid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Poof, and I'm gone. When it clears,
Andorra.
I'm gone. That's right.
All right, but Jeremy, yeah, how much are you doing it?
Like 3 times a day. Oh, I cut down a lot.
Where were you at? You cut down to 3 times a day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. What was where were you at?
Usually no more than 5, but
no more.
I was actually thinking about going to see a psychologist about it or something because it was just.
Hold
like,
on, you cut down from
to 3.
You just cut one out, right?
Yeah, 2 out. Oh,
two
no
out.
More than 5.
No more than
actually 5.
I think people always speak in riddles when it comes to jacking off.
Jeremy, were you
they never just give you a number.
Were you sexually abused growing up?
No.
No.
All right. How about you just slow it down a little?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Are you using internet or anything like that?
Yeah, not so much anymore. I used to be, I'd be on like 4 hours a night using the internet.
Yeah, because you...
But I definitely cut down from that. It's not...
You got to get busy.
But you're sounding like an internet sex addict.
Yeah,
if you get to the point where you can't control it and it's affecting your life.
Yeah, that's why I was actually thinking about seeing a psychologist or,
yeah.
or a doctor
there,
or something.
There are not a lot of people out there trained to deal with this or even to understand how to assess it.
Uh-huh.
The best place I know of is actually in California at the Del Amo Treatment Center or in Arizona at the Meadows. You might call the Meadows. They probably have resources.
Really?
Well, he's in New York.
Yeah, let's go to a therapist.
This is a kind of a specific addiction.
Okay, but what if he got busy?
that's a little naive because it's like saying that people drink too much because they have too much time on their hands. Therefore, we ought to just get them busy, and therefore they'll stop drinking.
Well, yeah, but there's I don't know. I just think this is marginally different than that. I mean, that is a substance that you ingest that's addicting.
You're right,
and. Listen to Drew.
No, it is a point I've always made too, which is that usually the behavioral addictions follow a chemical addiction if you're really going to have a true behavioral addiction.
But I mean, if you're here's what ends up happening. When guys get depressed, they beat off a lot. You know,
this is
how it works.
Yeah,
and what happens is they're not working very much.
Right.
They have too much time.
No, there's something to what you're saying.
Oh, really?
There is, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
But on the other hand, I think that if he goes to just better he should go to general psychiatrist.
Well, let's find out what's going on. Are you working?
I am now. I wasn't
right
when
now.
I was doing it like 5 times a day or more.
Right.
Occasionally,
more.
I mean, it was give or take 5 times a day. But
sure.
Since I got a job, I have cut down to like 3 times, usually 2. But
he says that, my instinct is to sort of. Do the math the way I do it with my alcoholic patients, which is multiply times 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, you figure so 5 is 10 and 2 is 4.
I'm tempted. Yeah.
What are you doing? You're working. You're a pastry chef.
No, I'm a lifeguard.
Lifeguard. All right.
Of course, that's the next thing.
We're heading into the winter, right? Where are you lifeguarding at an indoor pool? Or
yeah,
something?
It's an indoor pool hotel.
And you're working 40 hours a week.
No, I'm a part-time student, and I'm working like 20 hours a week.
Yeah.
Oh, full-time student working 20 hours a week.
Are you in Manhattan?
No.
Okay.
All right. You have to stay as busy as humanly possible.
All right.
We get a relationship.
And you think that'll
take
care
of
it?
A girlfriend?
And I think a therapist would be a great idea. There's something going on, Jeremy. There is something. And
seems like lifeguard would be a pretty good tale. Job. I mean, you know what I mean? You just hang around in your trunks. You position yourself so your nuts hang out when you're up on that thing. Let the ladies know you mean business. You know what I mean? You could never really get fired for that because no one would think you did it on purpose.
You couldn't prevent that from happening, could you?
No. Huge scrotum. Huge scrotum. Drew's right. Mammoth scrotum. And, you know, the women get hot when they see some scrotum. Yes,
no,
Bianca?
Bianca's very impressed. Very impressed.
I love... see, that's like... There's all you need to know about men and women. Like, a man sees some nipples poking through a T-shirt. He starts to get an erection. Woman sees a sack hanging
out of
the jogging
shirt. It's not pretty, though. It's just not pretty.
I know, but... The female equivalent would be exciting to a guy because there's a sexual connotation to the whole thing.
One,
you know,
it's a little closer to sex than to a guy.
Right. It's something. Yeah, right, it's something. A guy could see a little anus hanging out of something and get aroused
right,
by it.
Right.
Woman, if you saw some sack or even some junk coming through some shorts or something, would be nothing. Nothing for you.
I mean, oh, it would be something, but it wouldn't be on the positive end of things.
But what about a guy who's got a nice package?
Okay, let me tell you this.
Huh?
When I was
yeah,
18 years old,
that's right,
I had my first experience with somebody's sack accidentally hanging out.
Oh, really?
I was younger than that. Maybe I was like 17.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite possibly one of the grossest things I'd ever seen, just because it was so inadvertent.
But were you into the? Yeah, but here's the thing. There's 63-year-old trucker sack, and then there's like 19-year-old guy you're hot for sack. You see what I'm saying? This guy wasn't a guy you were hot for.
But he wasn't. I mean, he wasn't.
This is Dad's friend's sack.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's
no. It was an older guy.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it was,
that's
bad.
But I don't see how a younger guy would have done it for me.
I'm saying if you caught some sack from someone you were interested if you'd been sacked by someone you're interested in, it you may not have had such a bad sack taste in your mouth.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Bianca's like, I'm going to kick my publicist's ass and put me on the show again.
She knew how the game went. She was here about 8 months ago.
Hey, I'm just excited. This is the first thing I can comment on.
Yeah. All right. So, but the point is sack never a good thing for a woman. But no. I have spoken to women that if they're and see, for a woman, it's all about whether they're attracted to the guy or not.
Right,
I mean, if they're into the guy and the guy's got a nice
everything
package, it might be something there.
They just overlook everything.
Well, no, I'm saying a nice package on a guy that a woman is interested in.
I
could
just
be
don't
something
think it really exists. If you love somebody, it becomes something that you love, but just seeing it is not
well,
really.
I'm not,
right,
I don't
right
mean
they're
I
non-visual, Adam. You got to remember that.
No. Listen, they are not like men, but they're not non-visual.
Right.
They are attracted to attractive men.
Yes.
Tom Selleck gets a lot more tail than me. I was trying to think of someone who's unattractive, but I just thought, why scour around? Just go to me. But here's the point. It's not that funny, idiot. Drew, you want to see some sack? Here's what I'm saying. If there's a guy,
are you gonna drop trout? Are you gonna drop trout?
I'll drop trout.
You will do it. I swear to God.
I'll drop trout.
Don't do it.
I'm crazy enough to drop trout.
You would do it.
I've done it.
He's done it many times.
I personally do not want to see it.
You don't want me to drop trout.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything. You will. Quiet. Watch out.
I'm a maniac. Okay, here's the point. If there's a guy,
we're doing bad radio. Okay,
I'm talking about a guy that you're not. You know, if you're in love, you're in love. But I'm just talking about there's a guy. He's cute. You work with him. You kind of you have a crush on a guy, and he's got a nice package. That's a plus.
But let me tell you something.
Plus,
I don't. As far as
plus
like some, as far as like size goes, or that type of thing, I don't think women look at scrotum and get excited.
Oh,
I just don't think.
No, I'm not talking about scrotum now. I'm now I'm now creating the entire package.
The unit,
the package. You see what I'm saying? The package.
It's just not
everything
pretty. That's the bottom line.
Not the scrotum, the package. I'm now including. I'm now making the
everything
whole package.
Got it.
You see what I'm saying?
Still not pretty.
Yes.
Listen, I've talked to women that
I know you
like,
think it's pretty.
I know,
I think it's hard for you to imagine
I'm
male genitalia not
about
being
the sack
cute.
All right,
but there you
please
go.
How dare you? Come on, Bianca. You know, if you're really into a guy and he's putting on some jeans, he's got a nice ass. You like that, right?
Do.
You turn around the front, you see he's filling out the area there. I'm not saying yanking it up high and making a fake vagina in front like Drew does once in a while. Remember you pull your sweatpants up and you grab them with your teeth?
Yeah.
And you run down the hall.
I thought that was funny, though.
All right. But you know what I'm saying. All right. Nice ass, though, right?
Nice ass is a good thing.
Okay. Yeah. Rose?
Hi.
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I'm sorry. I'm very nervous.
All right. Well, we won't talk to you then.
No,
what do you like? What do you like in a guy, Bianca? Besides ass.
I want to talk to her. She sounded really nice.
Sense of humor?
Sense of humor is important. Not necessarily.
Gotta
right
like animals?
Yes. Has to like animals. Has to like family.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big drinker.
Oh.
I've had my fair share with those.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. been some alcoholic guys, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trouble.
I had some funny meet the parents experiences.
Were their parents alcoholics?
Of course.
No, my parents, I brought the person home and my parents had to deal with.
Oh, and they got stewed loaded. Up during like Thanksgiving?
Yeah, he gave my dad a taster.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. It's a good man.
Did your dad...
Dad showed him the sack and then showed him the door.
Did your dad just... What'd your dad
freaked
do?
Out. Well, I think...
What's your dad do for a living?
He's retired, but he was an anesthesiologist. He's from Czechoslovakia and...
Oh, man.
So he's like really, you know, classic cool and...
Did he threaten to...
No, because he's not really violent. I think he was firstly more incensed that he got himself to the point where he was actually kind of tipsy with the boyfriend. So I think that he felt bad that he was... They were arguing about the legalization of drugs together.
Oh, my God. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good times.
That's the conversation I want to have with my daughter's boyfriend.
You can't bring people home. Oh. You just can't. And you know when the conversation starts, you can just see at the very beginning, you got to just nip it in the bud, you know, where they start, you know, they say, I think a woman should have the right to choose. Yeah, but don't you think it's murder when you... It's like, now you got to stand
away.
Start a fire. Diversionary fire. That's right. Go into the bathroom.
Blowtorch.
I just dump rubbing alcohol into the garbage can and throw the candle in there and just start screaming, hey! That's what you got to do because with the wine flowing, a couple... 10 minutes later, it's an all-out F-fest.
What I'm intrigued, though, is Bianca said she's had a couple of these experiences.
Yeah.
Your poor dad.
Oh, well, no. I mean, that was really like the worst thing. And then I think I got a book in the mail from my mother that was like all the red flags, like a book about watching for the warning signs. And then I just became much more selective about when I brought a person home and making sure that I kind of
knew. Not who she dated, but who she brought home. Mom
well,
loved that.
I mean, it's hard to tell in the beginning, you know, if you're smitten with someone, you kind of bypass the signs.
And alcoholic guys are always more interesting. They're more fun.
Dramatic.
They're dramatic.
They're bad boys.
Bad boys.
Yeah.
You like that. Yeah. See, we'd get along because I booze pretty good, but I just slide into a stupor. I don't really talk.
Yeah,
he wouldn't
even have a conversation with your dad.
No, we wouldn't talk.
Oh, this guy did that too, but it just didn't happen to be the one circumstance.
Your dad would think he brought like a Labrador home or something.
Yeah, just drink his booze, sit in the corner, talk to him about anesthetics.
All right, fix the house up though.
Let's take I'm handy. Let's take ourselves a little bit of a break. When we come back,
come on,
that's not a good tease call. Tiffany? That's a 6-year-old girl. Dad's not around? 6-year-old? Oh, yeah. How to prevent it? Okay. We'll talk to Tiffany, the very provocative and interesting Tiffany, after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Bianca Kylik is our guest tonight. Rock Me Baby. Name of the show, UPN. 9 o'clock Tuesday nights. Tomorrow night, they're Kitties and the Ataris coming up this week. Also, Jack Black and Papa Roach next week. Cypress Hill. Lincoln Park.
Yeah.
And Triumph the Insult Wonder Dog, who's absolutely hysterical. So I think that'll be Robert Smigel with his hand up Triumph. So all that to look forward to in the next few days and weeks here on Loveline. All right, Drew, do we got to do this in-store? Oh, no, we don't do this thing on the air,
no,
right?
No. Right? No. Yeah.
Holy Christ.
Yeah, Yorba Linda.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Once a year, we got to do these indoor in-store calendar signing things where we got to kill a Saturday signing calendars. You know, for the kids.
Right.
For the kids. It's important. But they're always very far away from where we live. And it's, you know, hey, I mean, I understand you got to spread it around. Like, you know, one year might be very far away, and the next year might be somewhere close to where everyone lives.
We were in Pasadena one year, remember?
Well, that still close for you.
Yeah.
Moderately far for everybody else on the air.
Not where most
not,
is.
Not Yorba Linda. Holy Christ. Yeah. Can't just have the goddamn thing in Sherman Oaks like human beings. We got to go out to Yorba Linda. And, you know, the thing is always like, oh, well, that's where all the people are. Well, screw them. Let them drive to us. Jesus Christ. We got to go to their house. If they're such huge fans, let them gas up the Honda and head on out to Sherman Oaks. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like, well, that's where they are. Well, good. Let them come here. Such huge fans. Oh. All right. Don't get me going. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I hope it rains,
the
like I said last time.
Best Buy in Yorba Linda. Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Last time we went there, we went into Best Buy and we were done. Had that chick come up, little snot nose. How old was that chick? 16?
No, she's older than that.
18?
Yeah, yeah.
She came up to me and she goes, I'm just walking around Best Buy looking for a TV. And she goes, are you as big an asshole in real life as you are on TV?
Adam had a great response, though.
I just looked at her. I just looked at her. All I said was, beat it! And she ran. And it was great.
That's awesome.
Let me tell you, beat it. Huge. Barely used
not
anymore.
Used enough, yeah.
Had a census guy ringing on my doorbell a year ago. He's down there. I just opened the window upstairs. He was down there. I was just like, beat it! This guy just ran down the stairs. It's the ultimate scram. It's scram. You got to leave when someone yells, beat it. You got to go. That's old school. Beat it.
Yeah.
And it's short. It's sweet. It's to the point. It's not, there's a threat implied, but there's no technical threat.
Right.
It's got the word beat in it, though,
which is nice.
Yeah, people just turn around and leave. You could stand out in front of people who live at their own house and yell beat it at them. They get back in the car and just drive somewhere. Yeah, it's nice. Drew, you speed it more often. Bianca, beat it.
Definitely.
It's good. Tiffany?
Yes. Hi.
You're 28?
Yes, I'm 28.
What's up?
I have a 6-year-old daughter, and I'm a single mother, and her dad lives in another state. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to know what I can do to prevent her from becoming a stripper, or like my both sides of my family, we have come from a long line of single mothers.
Well, let's see. Don't have any more kids without a dad that's going to hang out. I mean, well,
what about
a obvious
stable relationship in your life? Somebody.
Well, I haven't met any. I date, but of course, I don't bring them home to her. But I haven't met anyone yet. So
there's a guy in the Midwest doing some studies on outcomes in adolescence, and one of the things that he has said is that a stable partner does more to help you raise a kid than just about anything else. So it's the presence of somebody who's intimately involved and available and supportive can go a long way.
Okay.
A stable relationship outside the home is also useful.
All right.
You mean like a teacher, counselor?
Yeah, sure, but one sustained over time.
You have a girl?
Yes, it's a girl.
You can get a lot like... I always played a lot of Pop Warner football and stuff like that. You know,
structure,
do sports, do
yeah.
things, get involved with other people. There's
ice
sort
skating,
of
whatever.
Male figures around.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of stuff's good. I mean, here's the thing. It's not a death sentence. I mean, what you don't want to do is bring home some pedophile
and
really screw her up.
That's right.
Right now, here's the thing. If you do a good job and you stay on top of your game, it's never as good as having a loving father around, but if you do a good job and nothing bad happens to her, she's gonna be okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, I mean, he calls her. I know this is not enough, but he calls her every day, and he comes home every other week. Is there anything else he can do other than moving back that'll help her out?
He can sustain that till she's 20.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't miss the big holidays like.
He's always
Passover,
here for
Hanukkah. You guys are Jewish, yes?
No.
No?
No.
Well, whatever you are. I'm usually not wrong about this. But the point is the big, you know, he's got to send her the gifts on the holidays and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it'd be nice if he got her a pony. Keep it in the apartment. All girls love those ponies.
What is that?
Bianca, you love the ponies?
No.
See
My
that?
Sister does, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
I just like to disagree.
You just like to be contrary. You want to ride your contrary pony. All right. Where are we, Drew? What happened to your
caller
up here?
Is she up there? Maybe still.
Someone wants to talk about Drew's book.
That's right.
Hello?
Hello?
No, that's not Rose.
Is this Rose?
No.
Okay. I was a little confused.
We must have called the wrong number.
Let's see. Who do you want
Florida
to talk to?
Florida or Germany? We have 1 minute.
Quick Florida or Germany. All right. Jason? Oops.
Chad.
Oh, wrong one. Sorry, second. Chad is line six. All right.
Germany,
Chad.
Or Florida.
Yeah. What's up, Chad?
Hey, I got a Florida German for you guys.
All right, real fast.
All right. Police are searching for a man they say could be the stupidest burglar in the world. Mm-hmm. They The unknown man broke into a building of a company and at night and violently assaulted a coffee machine which contained only tokens, despite only the sign on the door explaining that it did not take cash. He then went on to steal a mobile phone which only worked on the grounds of the company and a cordless screwdriver, but forgot the batteries and charger. Finally, he went and drank a can of Coke that was 12 months past its sell date. And they never found him.
That's a tough one.
That could be California.
The tokens in the coffee machine sound very German to me.
Yeah, me too.
Cordless drill. I'm going Germany again, as Florida as this sounds.
Okay. Yeah, you're right, Germany.
Yeah.
Drew, what am I batting on?
Like 99%. Yeah, I think you missed maybe one because we talked to
you. Yeah, you got to be impressed. I mean, I know you're pretty tough not to crack.
Well, you only got a 50-50 chance.
See, listener, that's judgment again. That's judgment. I feel it.
Wow. See, I feel like drinking. She makes me want to drink.
I get that.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah, were these guys alcoholics before they met the record? Well, did she drive them to drink?
It's always an inciting influence.
Interesting. All right, Drew, I'm going to go have a quick pop from my hip flask. And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Bianca Kylik is our guest tonight. Rock Me Baby, name of her show. Tuesday nights on UPN, 9 o'clock.
Bunch of lots of pens, Adams. Your pen. Here's a Selexa pen.
All right. Let me tell you what I'm doing. Let me tell you my new policy. Here's what happens. Every year we do this calendar signing. I know I've gotten into this now, and it gets further and further away from where everyone lives. I thought we were doing it in the same place we were at last time, which is far enough. This year it's a Yorba Linda, which I don't believe I've ever been to. I don't even know where that is. Can we just go to Las Vegas, save ourselves some time? Only takes 6 hours to get there. And then I was like, well, don't be late. Don't be late. But I don't know how long it takes to get to Yorba Linda. And here's my deal. Here's what I'm going to do, Drew.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
Oh, yeah.
I leave 1 hour before the gig.
Yeah, it says, look, they give you 52-minute travel time.
That's fine.
Yeah,
52 minutes.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
I'm leaving 50 minutes before I have to be there, and if I get there 3 hours late, so be it.
Right.
I'm leaving at 50.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. Holy Christ. What about some gas money? Here's what I'm saying. We're already killing a Saturday. Do we have to dismember it and mash it into the ground, too, by putting 3 hours of travel time on top of the 5 hours we're signing the calendars? Mm. Jesus Christ. Can they ever get anywhere near where anyone lives? We're on year number 10 of this, and it's always some outskirt bum F city, God knows where. Is it a practical joke, Drew? Are they effing with us? Jesus Christ, just put it in town. How about Hollywood, you retards? Yorba Linda. Does anyone know where you are? Who knows where Yorba Linda is? You know what Yorba Linda means? Effing far in Spanish. Yorba Linda. Everyone's got to schlep out to Yorba Linda. Oh, it's beautiful out there. The people are there. Don't want to be there.
I think we were in Fountain Valley the last couple of years. That would have been this, just going south instead of going east.
Oh, it's such a killer. Just take a Saturday and just rape it. Just sodomize it and rape it and throw its bloody carcass on the side of the road. That's what it does to a Saturday.
Nice.
But hey, listen, I love to see the kids. Don't get me wrong.
Well, Stryker, the show that precedes us in Los Angeles, I was in his studio, and he said, is Adam going to yell at me again this year?
Well, if he doesn't hurry up and sign, I will. That's the other thing, too. There's a line 7,000 F-ups long. 7,000 kids. And we're all lined up at a table, all the jocks, all 13 K-Rock jocks are all lined up, and I'm always at the end, and there's because I show up an hour late, and whoever's in front of me is putting like rainbow tape and sprinkles and stuff, and they're signing their names to Hello Kitty stickers and stuff, and so the line almost stops. And there was almost a riot about 3 years ago when I announced that I was leaving at 4 o'clock, so we had to get moving, and we never got moving.
Yeah,
that was good times. All right, we're rolling along.
All right, Rose.
We don't want to live in. No, we can't live in the past.
Rose.
Yes, sir.
Hi. Sorry, we lost you there for a little while.
Yeah, sorry, I hung up by accident.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
I was wondering if you're going to get your book on audio tape.
I don't know. You might want to send a little email or maybe a letter off to HarperCollins, Reagan Books. I don't know.
I've been trying to find it in Canada, and I can't.
Yeah.
No, it's never going to happen.
No,
well, we were going to do a...
period.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a Canadian release, but I've not heard when yet, so...
Yeah, because I'm going blind, so I can't read regular size print.
Ooh, what are you going blind from?
Pardon me?
What are you going blind from?
A rare eye disease called Stargardt's.
How do you spell that?
S-T-A-R-G-A-R-D-T-S.
No, I'm not familiar with that at all. What is it?
1 in 20,000 people get it.
What is it?
Your retina slowly disintegrates from the middle out.
Huh, like a macular degeneration sort of thing?
Yeah, except it's much rarer.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah. Usually old people get it, so.
Wow. Oh, I'm sorry.
But it sounds like some sort of astronaut drink or something, though. It doesn't sound bad.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Well, what? But listen. So when does it seem like you're going to be blind all the way?
My doctor said when I was 19.
When you were 19.
Mm. Yeah.
And at 19, it means not even seeing light.
They said there's a good chance I might see light and whatnot.
Mm. What about all these things, these implants and stuff they're working on now?
He said come back in 20 years and there might be something.
20 years? Why do doctors have to be such a bummer?
I don't know what I mean?
And they go like, I give you 3 days. And they go, you'll never walk again. Come see me in 20 years.
Well, one of the things you want to do is help people begin preparing for whatever reality is tossing their way. And as opposed to clinging to things that are not likely.
What's wrong with clinging to little
something?
Because
you don't deal with what is. You start processing and managing what you got.
Let me tell you what is, buddy. That's what is.
Oh, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
That's cool.
See what I'm saying, Bianca? This is what is. You know what I mean? Yeah.
She's impressed by that, I could tell.
I'm pointing at my head with a ballpoint pen. That's what is. Okay. Hey, Rose?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to hear about this, but I do have this sneaking suspicion that oftentimes people that are disabled end up having better lives or seem to end up having better lives. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, working a wheelchair with a silly straw for the rest of your life. I'm just talking about the basic kind, like the blind over
this
here.
This really brings out strength.
It somehow, I don't know what it is, but gives things a context or a focus or an appreciation or something.
Okay.
So that's going to happen for you, Rose. I just know it.
I hope so. If I do, I'll split it with you.
Please. All right, so I'll tell you what. Drew will come by. You're in British Columbia?
Yeah.
Vancouver or something? Where
Vancouver?
Very close to Vancouver.
All right, so that's about... Well, I think you got to go through British Columbia to get to Yorba Linda.
Oh, of course.
I believe.
Course. We can swing to take a few minutes out of the path, by the way.
Yeah, it's just off the beat there. All right, so Drew will come by and read it to you himself, okay?
Okay, send me
one day. Drew will read the entire book over the air.
Okay.
If you'd allow me, I'd be happy to.
I'd be fine. I'd just go home.
By the way, I've been, again, driving myself nutty with the Amazon reviews, but the reviews that have been coming in lately have been very kind and very, getting my spirits built back up again.
Don't
even though the other ones were thoughtful and accurate, they were still a bummer, a lot of them.
But Drew, what is it about you that makes you do that on the internet? Is it narcissism or is it just you like to twist, you know, you like to throw a little salt in your wound? What are you looking for there? What is that impulse? Everyone has it.
Yeah,
but what is it?
I'm trying to figure it out. I can't quite read it in myself.
I don't have it.
You don't have it at all because you don't care. See, my pathology is I'm too focused on other people. I define everything by other people, and that's a path. But that's the flip side of your pathology, with you define nothing by other people. You don't care about other people.
No, I don't care about myself.
Yeah, you do.
No, like, you know, I guess what I'm saying. Like, I did Jimmy Kimmel Live on Friday. I did all right. People said it was good. I didn't feel like it was that great.
Yeah.
It's been on my TiVo for a couple days. It's going to fall off my TiVo. I don't want to watch it. And I'm, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was hysterical, I'd probably watch it.
Yeah, I do the same thing, too. But...
Bianca, you watch yourself?
Compulsively.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Most people.
But how about what other people write or say about you?
Yeah, I'm like a freak on the internet. I have to see what is written.
See, I know it'll drive you nuts.
But when I read it, it doesn't affect the way that I feel about what I've done. I just have to know what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Like, I don't know.
See, my thing is if you don't turn it on, it doesn't exist. Like, the internet is just some more, it's like the Matrix. It's just out there, and if you don't ever turn your computer on, you'll never know it.
The reviews on Amazon have become sort of a bizarre way for our listeners to communicate to me. They're all, like, giving personal messages, and please say my name on the air. And obviously, guys, I'm not going to say your name on the air because that will create a flood of
He would if you said something decent about the book.
Yeah, well, of course, yes.
You've said people's names on the air all the time.
No, I'm not going to say just... All right. Because there were some interesting reviews I've read.
All right. But just don't torture yourself. Michelle?
Yeah, hi.
You're 21?
Yes, I am. And I'm
What's up?
Going to UCLA. Well, I just think it's a popular misconception that you have that to assume that women don't find male genitalia attractive when it really is.
Yeah, well, that's, I was trying to sell that to Bianca for about the last 40 minutes, but she shut me down. Yeah. Look, nobody likes a scrotum.
But that, no, yeah. I mean, I can't agree with that. I just have
you
to
like
say,
a scrotum,
definitely.
But you like a scrotum in the context. What happened,
oh
Drew?
Oh my God, there's something really wrong with that coffee.
Wow. Drew did like a
I didn't
crazy
know it was
take.
The coffee or the scrotum.
Oh my God, you got to taste this. That's the impulse.
It
guy
seems
has,
too like. Hot.
No, it's not too hot.
It's not too hot.
It is the most bitter, disgusting coffee I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, it's horrible. Wow.
That's
really bad coffee.
Wow.
Hey, Michelle?
Yes.
So you like male genitalia?
Definitely, yeah.
And but this is on a guy you're attracted to, right?
I don't know. I mean, it depends. Even if a guy isn't really, like, that attractive, I mean, I think his genitals can still be.
Mm-hmm.
What makes them attractive? What qualities?
Same. It's a sexuality.
No, but she said the guy could be unattractive, but he could have nice genitals. What makes it nice?
You can say the same thing about, I guess breasts for a guy. Like, what specific physical qualities do you find attractive?
Yeah, a guy could describe that, and we're asking, what is it about?
Okay. Well, probably, like, thickness. Like, it's pretty nice. A certain amount of veins. Like, not incredibly veiny, but, like...
Medium veiny, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
But the thing that we were discussing wasn't whether or not... I did say that it was unattractive, and that's my personal opinion, but whether a flash of that object would then...
evoke sexual feelings.
Right, exactly. And I'm just saying that a flash of that from somebody, a stranger, isn't necessarily going to do what a boob does
to a male.
To a male,
yeah. But you're harsher. You're harsh in the sack a little bit more on that, Bianca.
I disagree. I think it can
bit more
be
that.
Definitely sexual and alluring.
Yeah. Well, you know there are. Listen. Okay. Thanks for calling, Michelle.
We got a few questions from Michelle.
No, we
I
don't.
Think. Yes, we do.
No, let me say this, Drew. We've talked about this many times. There are a handful of women that are more visual.
Yes. Yes.
Than other women.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There, a lot of women don't want to watch pornography, for instance, but there's a handful of women that enjoy pornography, and there's a handful of women that like a little sack shot through the tennis shorts when the guy's drinking a little iced tea, you know, under the umbrella after a tough set.
Little energy for Michelle.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Michelle?
Yeah?
You're going to UCLA?
Right.
You don't sound Asian.
No, I'm not Asian.
Huh. Well, anyway, you like the genitalia. Were you ever abused? Alcoholic dad?
No.
No? No sexual abuse?
Dad.
No physical abuse?
No, I'm doing fine there.
Yeah? All right.
Yeah.
Everything cool?
Yeah.
Where's your dad?
He's living in Vegas.
Uh-oh. That's trouble. That's that. The Vegas in Florida, the storm drain. Of the United States, the contiguous United States, just all flow into Vegas and
like
Florida.
A floor drain. The storm drain is too kind.
Well, I just mean it ends up, that's where it ends up. It spills out into the bay with all the other crap that falls in there. Yeah.
Yeah, one of
Shut
the many.
Drew, the floor drain goes out in the same place the...
Okay, okay. Right.
How dare you, the storm drain goes... Hey, well, what's your dad doing in Vegas?
He's just being retired. He used to be an engineer.
Nah.
So, tax reasons.
Not true. Don't put a puss on. She's a 21-year-old girl that happens to like the look of a man's junk. Let's leave her alone. Is there anything Drew needs to know about you so he can be right?
I don't think so. I mean, what is he looking for so that he can be right?
He's just looking for your dad, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a film student, so I guess I am pretty visual.
What kind of film student?
Interesting.
No.
Yeah. Animation.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Good good times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to move to Korea eventually if you're in animation.
Is that right?
That's where it's all done. All goes to Korea. Things like they figure the computer out and get it done out here. This is animation, the whole drawing the cells with the you know, Korean sweatshop thing.
Right.
It's been that way since Tugboat
since
Willie.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, or Steamboat Willie or whatever the hell the first animated whatever was. Doesn't it seem like really that that technology is just exactly the same as it was?
No, but the labor issues must somehow remain the same.
But it is, basically. You draw the cells and you...
They don't do that anymore, do they? They actually draw the cells still?
I think they do draw the cells, and that's why, that's why the labor is so intensive.
Then there's the guys like Brad Abelson and guys out here. What do?
They create the characters, and they do the animation, but they have to... you know, transpose those onto cells or something.
Huh.
I don't know. I'd like, you're saying why, what, like if you're a Simpsons animator, what are you doing out here?
Right.
And I'm obviously you're creating the characters and you're probably creating the looks and the movements and things. And then somebody's filling all the thousands of cells it takes to actually make a cartoon. Maybe you're drawing, maybe you're like tracer bullets. You're like every 10th one is
right.
one of yours or something.
Right, right.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Huh. What do you know about that, Bianca?
Nothing.
All right, well then keep quiet.
I am.
Aaron?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I think that I've met my soulmate, as crazy as that sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even really important because I'm two states away from him now. But we used to be neighbors, and we spent some time together and everything. And I've come back home, and it's been 6 months, and I still think about him more and more as time goes by. And I wonder if you guys think it's crazy or weird.
But what are you doing out here?
I've come back home to I'm going to school.
What were you doing in Utah or New Mexico or Washington or wherever he is?
I decided to go there and just kind of explore.
What's he doing there?
He's from there, and he's working, and he's kind of a starving student like I am.
All right. Well, let's talk about this. Usually you end up thinking a lot about somebody from the past when things aren't going so good for you in the present.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're the belle of the ball and everyone's asking you out, you're dating and having a good, fruitful social life, you don't think back at the person back home and start...
Right.
And when you do, and by the way, when you get in that vulnerable place, you start thinking about the person, then you start building them up.
Yeah.
They become
right.
a deity at this
right,
point.
Right.
And, but then we always come back to the question, which is, why didn't you guys go out when you were
right.
together?
Why
around
okay.
each other?
Right. Okay, this is really interesting because, I moved up there with my best friend, and he lived upstairs from us in this building with his best friend. So our best friends, who were neighbors, were already in this serious relationship when I moved up there, and both of our apartments were kind of like common ground for all four of us. Actually, five
so
of us.
We're not interesting.
We're bored.
Yeah.
Listen, Aaron,
okay.
Well, let me ask a couple of questions.
Okay.
Did you ever have a physical relationship with this guy?
Yeah.
You did.
We went out a few times, and we would end the night kissing and, like, you know, cuddling, but we wouldn't
right.
sleep together.
All right.
Except for actually, one time we did, actually, after we already established that it wouldn't be, it wasn't the right dynamic for a relationship.
No,
yeah.
forget it.
He's gay.
Aaron.
It's great when you can get away with establishing
yes.
the dynamic.
That's a guy telling you this is not a relationship.
Yeah, it's too bad this isn't going to be able to work out. Don't stop sucking.
Okay, but there are reasons why this is.
Yeah, it's like, I cannot write the time of my life. I got to find a job. If I'm in the right place, you'd be the one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Because he never told me any of that stuff. And that was that.
Well, how did you guys establish
together.
It was the wrong dynamic?
Yeah, what was the establishment?
Okay, we spent so much time together that there was no like, we had no, we were, oh, it was just like, it was just a horrible dynamic to be, like, forced in this relationship with our two smooth.
I worked this with Bianca.
Yeah.
We could never work out because of our proximity and the amount of time
together. No, you missed it. It was because of the time the roommates were spending together.
That's what I was getting
to. Too much time with those roommates.
There's great sexual chemistry with us, and of course that's not going to stop. But because of the proximity of Jan and Steve,
they're always together.
Do I have to explain why it couldn't work out for us?
I always think it's so sad that somewhere along the way, and maybe it's the way that movies and television have portrayed relationships to be, but when you're younger and you have these ideas of grandeur of what this relationship is going to be, and people think that it doesn't take any work or whatever, but you can almost hear in her voice too the
idealization.
Yes, of what this fabulous thing is.
Idealization is a very dangerous mode to be in.
That's right. Aaron,
right.
You got to accept things on. You got to think the way he's thinking and accept that. And the way he's thinking is, this is okay, this is cool. Maybe we'll have a physical thing, but no relationship, no.
Yeah, he wasn't that into you. He was a little bit into you, but not much.
Enough to make sure that you didn't get too far in and that he could escape.
And that's not to say that. I mean, you wouldn't want to hold on to that. That's not to say that, you know, 10 years down the road, that person isn't going to kick themselves and be like,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, is it totally ridiculous for me to think that our interaction was serendipitous and amazing, and that I really feel that he knew that that he felt the sparks too?
No.
I mean, no.
If he'd felt the sparks, he would have let you know.
He'd still be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. Listen, here's
the guys do not leave you things open from guys are like freight trains. Come on, they don't.
Let me tell you what guys do too. Guys are amazing at playing stupid when they don't want something in a relationship or a relationship
right.
at all.
Right.
And even once in a while, some girl wants to have sex with you that you don't want to have sex with. Even her, you can make her think that it was her idea that you guys didn't get together or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Guys are diabolical that way. They can play very stupid and because they have the history or at least a reputation of not being good in relationships and being a little bit thick.
And as much as I want to blame that on guys, it really is women's fault for accepting that BS.
Right.
You should not accept that BS. You've got to think. Male and female brains do not function the same. You must begin understanding and accepting the way a male's brain works and just deal with it.
But understand, if a guy is into you, he's into you, and he'll let you know all about it, and he'll hang on with both hands. He really will. And it's not... See, people think... Here's what women think. Women think, this guy's into me, but he's a guy, and he doesn't know how to function in a relationship.
Yeah,
so he doesn't know how to be into me, even though he really is into me. Uh-uh. When you're in, I mean,
the guy that doesn't know how
right?
to function in the relationship will hang on like crazy, be on your doorstep every day.
Right.
And cheat, and be an idiot, and not be available when you want him, but be there all the time.
Give your daddy a twister.
That's right.
Get drunk.
Well, and I think that girls or women tend to think that just because we act that way in relationships, because we do, like, we'll do the little coy things and the push away or whatever, that guys do the same thing.
No,
and they don't.
No.
Right.
Mm-mm.
And they're not big game players when they're interested.
Right.
You will like anything else a guy's interested in, piece of real estate, a car, a job, or a woman, you will know. And he will go after it.
Period.
Thank you.
It's a direct line. It's not a jagged thing.
All right, Drew. Let's go to the bathroom.
All right,
we'll be back. Hey, buddy. Love line, madam. That's Dr. Drew. Bianca Kylik is our guest tonight. She is on Rock Me Baby, which is UPN, 9 o'clock, Tuesday nights, tomorrow night. And then after that, your fabulous crank yankers on Comedy Central. Also, the Ataris coming in here tomorrow night. Jack Black's going to be in here. Also, Adrian. And what's her nose from Bow Wow Wow? Remember her, Drew?
Annabella?
Yeah. Adrian from No Doubt is going to be in here with her. And then Triumph the Insult, Wonder Dog, Linkin Park, Cypress Hill, Papa Roach. All going to be in here in the next... was about 8 days.
Quite a lineup.
Yeah. All right.
Here we go.
Here we go, buddy.
If you point at that screen long enough, maybe the caller will spontaneously.
I got to get my think on, Drew. Okay. I can't just power into every call blindly like you. I like to really focus on who I'm talking to and what we're talking about.
Notice that.
And how I can turn it toward me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, let's see. Daniel had unprotected sex with girlfriend. All right. Uh-huh. She had a gay boyfriend. All right. Daniel?
No, this is Deanna.
Deanna.
Yeah, okay. This is Deanna. I called last night about your whole oral sex thing that you had. You said, or anal sex, that there wasn't none in pornos, or only in certain pornos. Every single porno.
Oh, right. We never did speak to her on the air, did we?
No.
I've never seen her.
It was at the end of the night. And
yeah,
then,
your call was up there, yeah.
Yeah. I want to tell you, Drew, you're right. Girls, they think that they have to do all this stuff for these guys, and they don't.
You're right.
Drew is a genius.
No, I think women need to be empowered.
They need to have more respect for themselves. Until they have respect for themselves, the guys aren't going to respect them.
Well, yeah.
Guys are going to do what they do anyway.
Yeah, they're going to.
Throughout human history, women have contained men. We stopped doing that about 30 years ago. It's time we did that again.
Smart. That's right. We need to be contained.
We do.
I can't believe
you can start
it.
Tonight. Drew's out of control. Let's entertain him, please.
You guys are funny.
All right. What's going on?
Not much. I listen to you guys all the time.
Hold on 1 second. I smell Junior College.
Okay.
Deanna?
Yeah.
You go to junior college?
Did I go to junior college? No. I am from Maryland. I'm 22. I've been here for 2 years. I don't know.
You thinking about junior college?
Oh, I'm going to go. I want to be a phlebotomist.
A phlebotomist?
A phlebotomist.
And
take people's blood, kind of thing.
Are you planning on going to junior college?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go. I don't know.
This is the only thing worse than someone who's actually attending junior college, someone who has it as a distant goal.
One day, God willing, stars align, everything works out,
I will be going to junior college.
You don't have to plan
to go to junior college, by the way. You just show up drunk on a Wednesday. You get right in.
I didn't graduate. I quit school when I was 15. I'm from a small town. I'm not stupid, but I just have to stop high school. I have a baby. I have to take care of my baby. I can't.
Sure.
You know? I got to work. I can't.
Yeesh.
Not work?
Oh, I work.
Okay. You sound like a genius. I didn't mean to insinuate that.
What's your question, Deanna?
I was just calling to tell you that you are right, and these girls need to learn that they don't have to do everything the guy says. You know,
agreed. You don't have to worry about keeping guys happy.
Yeah,
is there a guy there? How old's your kid?
My daughter's 5. Yeah, my boyfriend is here.
All right. He's demanding anal right now?
No, he never.
All right. It's a good man.
I don't do it, and he respects me for that.
All right. He's a keeper. He's a keeper.
Yeah.
What branch of the construction field is he in?
Actually, he works in the movies.
He does?
Yeah.
In Maryland?
Yeah. Building props.
Yeah.
He's a prop guy?
He's a
set builder.
Yeah, something like that. Tool man, right. Something.
It'd be a carpenter. All right, baby. Sound like a genius.
You have a good night.
Good
time.
All right,
take care now.
How's that like? What?
She's fine.
All right.
She's fine.
Boyfriend's a carpenter. That's all I'm saying. Then I asked what branch he was
that
in.
That is the best kind of man you can have.
A carpenter?
Of course.
Uh-uh.
You need something built, it's built.
That's right.
There you go.
Except for he's drunk and he's banging your sister. Other than that, these carpenters are great guys. Great guys.
Exactly.
Guy who knows his way around the wood shop. Exciting for you? Turn on?
I just like the fact that, you know, if I wanted something like a deck built, he could build it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's handy.
Adam, she doesn't know about you.
Oh, yeah. I'm a builder, baby.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. And let me say something, too. Not one of these pussy Hollywood guys who's, no, builder.
Is that what they say?
Real builder.
Oh.
Real builder. Not these.
Like,
not
what
these
constitutes
Hollywood
a
guys.
Real builder?
He was a contractor for 10 years.
I could build a house or anything in a house.
Like a real builder.
The real bill. No, real bill. That's what I'm saying.
I'm getting that.
Not the handy homos running around with the 9.6 Makita cordless. I'm talking real. I'm talking about fabricating. Yes, Drew?
Yes, I've seen your work.
Drew knows. Have you seen
crazy.
My work, Drew?
Crazy.
Crazy work, right?
Crazy. Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Not like novelty.
Novelty like... Yeah, like if I were to try to figure out where to find a contractor that does what you do, I wouldn't know what to do.
Oh,
you know
thanks,
what I
mean? Buddy.
You know what I mean?
Ah, oh, that's nice. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't wring it out of him, but that's nice. Nice. No, I just mean I don't want to be lumped in with the weekend hobby guys. That's what I'm saying.
In fact, I was standing in front of your house, and a contractor came by. I didn't tell you this. And he was like, yeah, I've been driving by this house for months watching. And he goes, I love seeing the work of a man with vision. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, let me introduce you to the guy. Like, no, right. I got to go.
No. Right.
But he was very complimentary.
Oh, thanks. Frank?
Yeah?
I think Bianca just turned the corner on me.
So I told that story.
Just thinking about the building. Oh, yeah. 10 of every tool.
A deck.
Deck. Mm. Deck in my sleep, baby. That's
really?
Nothing. I fart decks out. I farted a deck out and the lounge and the furniture. Hibachi, the whole thing. Cracked one out just the other day. Oh, that's a big zero. That's a two for me. Yeah. I wish that was all I had to do. Frank?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yep. What's up, Adam?
What's up?
Oh, nothing much.
Mm-hmm.
Just hating life right now.
You have a home improvement question?
What?
Home improvement question?
Oh, no. My question was, I am highly addicted to marijuana right now. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing really wrong with that, in my opinion, but it's just something that I've been trying to quit for the past couple of years. I've been in and out
Frank,
of rehab. And
Frank, there's nothing wrong with heroin addiction either. It's just it's a disease process, a biology, and it's one of them things. And you gotta have treatment. It doesn't stop by itself.
Mm-hmm.
You're wanting to pass judgment on it and say there's something right or wrong about it. It's just a biology, and it's a behavioral manifestation of a particular biological process, and it has psychological elements to it, and it needs to be treated.
You've been in and out of rehab for marijuana?
Yeah, just because...
You're getting in trouble with the law.
Yeah, well, you know...
Yeah. Nobody goes to rehab at 20 for weed unless somebody sends them. A judge is sending you.
The parents.
This is the judge.
It was the judge, but I gave it a shot, but it's one of those deals where my environment is, I don't know a single person doesn't smoke pot, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well,
you're hanging out there. Well, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, here's the deal. All right, let me say this. Okay. People, here's the thing about drugs. They're not inherently evil, just like cars aren't inherently evil. But if you get effed up and you hop up on the sidewalk and run over a few people,
right.
Then you can't drive a car anymore. You get into trouble.
That's right.
Some people can have a glass of wine after work, maybe two or three, beat off to a little TiVo, no problem.
And three more?
Okay, but no problems. That's my point. They hold
some
down
people,
jobs. They go to work.
They talk
they
on the radio.
Successful radio shows. They're builders with vision. The point is some people, other people get busted, get popped, get into trouble, go through the court system. That is, Frank, that's what happened to you.
Well, you got a disease.
You got to quit.
Yeah, you got a disease process, and you've got to get serious about the treatment. It is not going to get better by itself. It's not going to get better with you trying to make it better, white knuckling it. It's not inherent in the biology.
Yeah, well,
it requires treatment.
It's been a while since I was in trouble, but I'm getting to the point where, like, I'm going to school to be an EMT.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more or less trying to do it for morally, but I'll go days and I'll try and not go.
Frank, do you hear a word I'm saying?
Yeah.
You cannot stop it on your own. It doesn't work that way when you're at this stage of the disease.
Yeah.
And it is not a moral issue. It's not a weakness. It is a particular biology of the central regions of your brain. And if you do not get it treated, it isn't going to stop. You're going to get, eventually the syndrome is you get depressed and you'll switch to something else, usually speed. And that's the way that goes. You're a human with a disease process, and if you don't take a treatment, it's not going
to
get better.
I'd say, Drew, when I hear EMT, I have to laugh every time because, as you know, it's emergency medical technician.
Yeah.
But see, to me, because I'm a builder,
right.
It's electromagnetic tubing. It's rigid conduits. I always got to laugh, got to smile. You know, I'm trying to be an EMT. You're trying to be a rigid piece of conduit? Have to laugh.
Didn't work.
She's looking?
Else. Yeah, she's looking, but that's
She's impressed, though.
Impressed.
I mean, EMT.
So give us some more wood. Wood seems to be the thing for decks. You know
what I'm saying? All right, decks. We'll take some home improvement questions tonight, Drew. That's what we need. Ask me a deck question. There's some home improvement questions. Yeah? All right. Take
boring bit.
Quick break. Rock Me Babies, the name of the show. You got to watch that. We got to keep it on. Bianca's got to get enough money to build a deck.
Please.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jack Black coming in here at the end of the week. The Atari's tomorrow night. Bianca Kylik is our guest tonight. She's from Rock Me Baby. Tuesday nights on UPN, 9 o'clock. All right. You want to do a Germany or Florida?
Sure. Do a couple of them. We got a couple up there.
Really?
No. And then home improvement.
And then home improvement.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Yes. James?
No.
Yeah.
You're 20?
Uh-huh.
What's up? Well, everyone asks Drew doctor questions all week long. What's wrong with a little home improvement? Go ahead, James.
Oh, okay. First, just want to say you guys are awesome. Got a Germany or Florida for you.
All right.
Okay. 16-year-old girl gets in trouble for going to school with a T-shirt covered in packaged condoms.
Mm-hmm.
She distributed about 50 of them to classmates before getting caught and suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Florida.
I heard this one today, so I'm going to abstain.
Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Florida, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Drew. See, I pull out, Drew slides in, doesn't miss a beat.
That's right.
All right, good times there, James.
All right, you too.
All right. Let's see. This poor guy's been on hold for 76 minutes. You want to talk to
him? Sure.
Talk to Jason, who's on line 5. Jason?
Gentlemen.
You're 26. What's up?
I have a situation with my girlfriend, who I've been seeing now for about a year and a half. We now live together.
Mm-hmm.
Before we got together, I would use pornography to masturbate.
Sure.
Normal stuff.
Right.
And eventually I stopped because I started to feel guilty, like I was cheating or something like that, sitting there admiring some other person's
body. Did she make you feel that way, or is that something you came upon yourself?
No, actually, she would come and visit me in my home. I have like a Playboy calendar or something simple on the wall.
Did that bug her?
It might have, but she didn't trip about
it,
you know what I mean?
Simpleton porn.
So. Yeah.
That's not advanced porn.
It's not even porn, is it?
I don't think it's porn anymore. I don't think a Playboy calendar would be considered. I think it's sort of quaint porn. That's grandpa's porn.
Well, now that I know her well, it's not something that she was very comfortable with. But
so you probably knew that she was freaking out about it.
I didn't know. Well, I just, I'm sitting there and taking care of business, and I'm like, this doesn't really feel right. I care about this girl, yet I'm doing this, But it was just
Month were you into? What was your best month over there? Like, see, when the Playboy calendar would come out, you would have to argue for the month of your birthday.
Well, like, I was in special edition.
Drew, what month are you? You'd be like, September's so much hotter than May. And I'd be like, are you kidding? May kicks September's ass. Look how hot she is. Like, because once your month was hotter than your buddy's month, well, then you're in.
And then sixth grade came around.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Oh.
What's that, Jason?
I wasn't into the month to month. I was more the special edition with no articles.
Right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what's the question?
Well, so I stopped, but then over time, I got back into it slowly. Like at first, I'd do a magazine or something like that.
What's the question?
All right. Is he just yanking our fleshy chain, or is he just one of these guys that has trouble forming thoughts?
He's very anxious.
Okay. All right. Jason.
My question is, because I have gone back to pornography and I am now lusting over physically attractive women, does that mean that I'm pulling away from the girl, and or is it because I've allowed myself to go back to that and not resisted it?
Oh, boy. Okay,
here's the deal. Don't make this whole big battle of good and evil within yourself and pornography. You're putting too much pressure on yourself. You really are. You're a 26-year-old guy. If you feel like spanking off to something you see on the internet once in a while, no harm, no foul. You can still love your girlfriend and respect your girlfriend.
I knew you would say that. But I
yeah. Dr. Drew would say that, too. Here's the thing.
I'm against it.
Weird. It's like you have a problem when you start talking about the problem too much. You know what I mean?
Right.
Every guy I know just beats off to God knows what, God knows when.
It's one thing.
He's obsessing on it.
Right.
And there's a sort of retarded religious overtones, too.
There was. It's one thing, though, if he is obsessing and compulsively involving himself with pornography to the point where he is pulling away from the relationship or using the porno to manage feelings or affecting his work or having consequences. This is none of that. This is none of that.
Jason, are you religious?
In the past.
Mm-hmm.
But not currently.
Which one?
All this to her. Christianity.
All right. Well, that's enough. It's enough of that nonsense, all right? You get to spanking. That's what the real God wanted you to do. That's what my God wants.
Well, okay. It hurts her now that she knows that I've been doing it. You know, so it's
okay,
a big
issue. Listen, this is just that sort of stupid retard couple dance you do when you're 16.
She's 26,
I mean,
though.
All right, but sometimes it goes on for 10 years. No, you can do this at 26. Bianca, how old are you?
26.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. This is going to happen. Maybe later tonight.
What's going to happen?
Well, here's all I'm saying. Guys at 26, and girls too, you start getting into that. You put on the jeweler's loop and examine everything too closely. It hurts me when you do this. I'm going to try to stop. At a certain point, you get a little bit older, you get a little wiser, and you just start realizing, look, there's certain stuff I do, I keep separate. Certain stuff she does, she keeps separate. We don't need to know who's thinking what all the time. And also, everything you do isn't directed at me. You like to go off and do what you do. I like to go off and do what I do once in a while. Doesn't mean it's an attack. Doesn't mean I'm thinking of you.
Doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean anything. Yes.
See?
Thank you.
Yay.
Found out I could build a deck, and all of a sudden...
She's on your side.
Nothing but head nods and smiles over there. All right. Let's talk
I'm trying to figure
to...
out what this line one is all about here. Let's get that up.
Mm-hmm. Line one?
Yeah, I wonder what he's into here.
David?
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
You're 18. What's going on?
All right. This is my question. What kind of questions do you guys think I should ask a sociopath? I'll explain why I'm asking a sociopath in a little bit. But what kind of questions do you guys think I should ask him?
For what?
What are you trying to achieve?
I'm having a sociopath come to my abnormal psychology class. He's going to talk to the class and stuff, and we're going to be able to ask him questions. The thing is I don't know what to ask this guy. I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, I know that they're, you know, psycho and everything like that, but, like...
You a Mormon?
What?
Is a sociopath...
Sociopath is worse than Hannibal Lecter. A sociopath has no remorse, no feeling.
I don't know if they're all worse.
Yeah.
Hannibal Lecter is like a psychopath.
No conscience.
I know. This guy is worse than Hannibal Lecter. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Well, good luck. He's going to eat the entire class.
Yeah.
He's worse. How do you get worse than eating a bunch of people?
I mean, like...
Worse actor? What do you mean?
Ask him about
what a sign is and that kind of stuff.
Ask him about his relationships. Ask him about his family of origin.
He likes Home Improvement.
Is it true that they know the difference between right and wrong, but they just have no remorse?
The part of the brain that is used that develops empathy doesn't develop normally in these folks. So they have attachment problems, and their self is incomplete, and they never get the opportunity to develop the part of the brain that's part of the right orbital frontal system that's responsible for activating regions that allow for empathy to grow. Mm-hmm. So they don't get empathy. They don't have empathy. It's just that part of their brain doesn't function. So when you have feelings and experiences, they don't really acknowledge them. They don't register them.
Yeah, a little of that's good. Just a dash.
That's you.
Just frankly.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, look,
I overdo that, and you underdo that.
Well, I don't look up my name on the internet, so who cares?
What's
wrong with that?
Yeah. What's wrong with you caring too much?
Yeah, but caring. See, here's the problem: when you take a word and you give it a
valence,
you give it a valence, and it becomes a sort of give a positive word. Like you say caring, and then you say you do too much. Like I love too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, it's not quite that.
But it's pathology. I'll call it that.
All right.
Focus too much on other people.
All right. Scott? Yeah, it's a euphemism, caring. I mean, in your...
I agree with you.
You're an angry, angry man. You're scaring me. Scott?
Hello?
Yeah, you've been on hold for 76 minutes, so I'm caring for you
a little too much.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mr. Adam.
your pals are getting into coke and drugs and you're not?
Well, basically what I wanted to know is when do you draw the line between helping them out and just letting them go?
You can't really help them out. That's up to them. You can sort of confront them with what you're seeing, and that's it. That's all you can do. And really, if it comes to the point where somebody thinks somebody's endangering themselves, sometimes the only thing that does catch their attention is loss. And so you becoming a something that they value and lose might catch their attention. But that's about all you can do.
So how old are your buddies?
I've attempted to do that, and I laid down the ground rules of what I expect. And
No. That will not work.
And let me tell you something, too. If these guys are your age, they got about 10 years before they get it out of their system. I spent my entire 20s just pleading with roommates to quit doing drugs and hiding drugs, and then having my other roommate wanting to flush drugs down the toilet, in which case I had to block the toilet because I was like, let's not do anything. Come on. Well, I can still do the drugs. You don't have to flush them down the toilet. Yeah. Oh, it was great.
This is the point. You can't make any rules, Scott. What you can do is let them know how you feel about what you see them doing and then step back. That's all you can do.
Louise took a sack of bootleg Quaaludes and buried them in the yard so Chris wouldn't find them. It was great. That was great. He's running for the toilet. I'm diving in front of him. That's good times. Yeah, just but anyway, the point is 10 years later, everything was fine. Just hard to do anything with guys who
keep
moving.
A couple guys didn't make it, but that's all right.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's it. I'm a sociopath. What do I care? I'm more interested in Bianca's deck. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah, Drew. Well, that's the show. Twisting your dad's breasts.
That's what her boyfriend does.
You don't say dad's breasts.
What do you say?
Weird. It's he's a preoperative transvestite, a transsexual.
What do you say?
It's a tip twister.
No, I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
Bianca, God bless you. You're a cool breeze of fresh air in this studio.
Thank you.
Yes, you come back anytime you like.
Thanks very much.
Rock Me Baby, name of the show, Tuesday nights, UPN, 9 o'clock. And tomorrow night, the Ataris will be in here. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Mm-hmm. Distributed about 50 of them to classmates before getting caught and suspended.
You're gay.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.